Now, back to Open House with Team Reba.
All right, welcome back. I am Reba Haas with Team Reba RE/MAX Metro Realty.
And I'm Eric Osnes with Home Street Bank Home Mortgage.
And we have with us...
Brooks Powell.
Powell Homes.
Powell Homes. Yes. Glad to be here.
All right, well, thanks again. So just in case you're tuning in, because people tune in all the time, we want to make sure everyone knows who's here. So during the break, we started our own little conversation about ADUs, so accessory dwelling units.
Right.
And they're kind of a hot topic. Right,
they're very hot right now because there's been, with the mayor in the city of Seattle mm-hmm. making some changes, getting some suggestions about how to get more density into the city. They're part of that conversation.
Yeah.
So we're finding that what we in the last 50 years have termed the mother-in-law apartment, the suite, where your kids are going to live,
nanny's quarters. Yeah.
They've been very popular, and typically they were built into a basement of a two-story home. Maybe it was we called a split level or mid-entry,
right?
And it was
right.
pretty easy to put them into the basement there and have a separate entrance, or they're in a daylight basement where the upper level enters on the main floor, and then you could come around the back. So they've been going on for years and years and years, and the detached. Mother-in-law would be, or the nanny's quarters would be, or the artist's cottage would be out in the back. It would be a remodeled garage.
Yeah, there were quite a few of those built in the last run-up in Kirkland. Mm-hmm. A lot of those million-dollar homes over there west of Market, quite a few of them had the nanny quarters above a three-car garage or something like that. So it's usually a fairly spacious apartment that's part of it. But we see them in all kinds of iterations. And obviously in my work, when I go out and look at resale homes, I get to see some really poorly executed ones too, along with some good ones.
Well, we just did a renovation for a client that had, there was one built up into the attic of a garage and it had a ladder.
Mm-hmm. Wow. And that was your only access in?
That was your access, a ladder.
Wow.
Yeah. So we added some stairs. And,
interesting.
Things evolve over time. And now the city of Seattle is working toward permitting more of those accessory dwelling units, the ADU or the DADU, which is detached accessory dwelling, which would be like your detached garage with quarters above.
Now, they started part of that detached ADU project. Didn't they start testing out in southeast Seattle?
They did in Columbia City. And they did some... The tests were you could do them anywhere, but they did more focused on the southeast area. When you get out of the city of Seattle, you get into the other jurisdictions, and they all have their own individual rules. So people need to be aware that depending what city you're in, there are different rules because the rules are by city code.
Absolutely. In fact, I just had a client on Mercer Island who asked me about this because they have a family member living in a condo nearby, but they're thinking about bringing her even closer. And so we started delving into what's the Mercer Island rules. And they do absolutely allow them. There's a bunch of elements that they have to kind of meet to determine whether or not it's okay. It looks like it based on their lot size and what they're trying to accomplish that they can actually do that. But we did definitely have to look. And my clients, they were like, where do I start? I'm like, on the Department of Planning website immediately with the city. However, if you're in unincorporated King County, people need to make sure that they're going to the King County website for
that. Correct. Yeah, you want to go to the website that relates to your city that you live in because that's going to govern.
Well, some people don't always pay... They don't always pay attention. There's a lot of folks who live down in Skyway who don't realize they're not in city of Seattle.
Right, they're in.
That's true.
Or they might have a Seattle address that's technically Burien.
Well, plus, and for existing home stock, there's a lot of ADUs out there that were put in, shall we say, not necessarily by the rules. A while back, there was I know the city of Seattle had an ADU amnesty, basically,
where you could
plead for mercy and get your ADU approved. Brooks, do you know, is that something, have you been involved in anything like that or making some legal that
we haven't had to, because most everything that we had done was already done legally
properly
into the code. And we were in a couple situations, I guess we were asked to go back and maybe retrofit some things so they could, fall under that amnesty program. One of the big challenges is that a permitted or, an authorized ADU in the city of Seattle does come with some extra requirements. You have to provide an extra parking spot.
Yep.
So the ones that are, most of the ones that are there, that are out there in the city are probably not permitted. They, like mm-hmm. you said, Eric, they've right. been put in over the years.
And, oh, yeah. I can give you a perfect example of one. Very first place I rented in City of Seattle, I thought I was living in a duplex, and apparently some owners had converted this single-family home into a triplex.
Oh, and, nice.
And I came home from work one day, not knowing any different. You know, this was early on in my, adult life, in my early 20s. And I came home, and my roommate was there, and we had a big hole in the kitchen where the oven used to be. Because this someone had, because of all the extra parking going on, one neighbor, I guess, it really torqued them off. I didn't know that because I didn't know them. And they turned the owners in. So they came to the property. And for the two units that were not permitted units,
you were decommissioned.
Decommissioned them. And so we had to live by a hot plate and convection microwave for quite some time. I don't know how long she lived there, but when I moved out, it was still like that.
I'm sure there's people out there, listeners out there right now that are nodding their heads like,
yeah, yeah they're like, yep, been too. There, done that. Or, there's a homeowner going, oh,
uh-oh.
Crap.
Yeah.
I better watch out.
I better park nicely on the street.
I better be nice to my neighbors.
So, some of those remodel projects that go on in the cloak of darkness.
Absolutely. Right. Well, homeowners associations in some areas also. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you're on the east side or in some of these, like I live in Renton, and I know our homeowners association is like, you cannot take your single family home and turn it into, multifamily residence. So there's all kinds of things that people have to pay attention to. And I think often people just believe, well, it's my house, I can do what I want. And they find out that it's not always the case.
Right. We're governed by, we have property rights. And that's one of the great things about living in America, that we can own real property and we do have rights with our property.
Absolutely.
But as we become a denser and denser and denser city and area, then we really are governed by more rules and regulations. Mm-hmm. So it's important with your house when you're going to make a change, perhaps you want to add an accessory dwelling unit, that you go by the rules.
Yeah.
And so you can, if you have the time, you can contact your city or county website and wade through the rules on that.
Mm-hmm.
You can hire a renovator, remodeler like us, and we can wade through the rules for you and then do the work. So there's a couple different avenues. Depends if you're handier and you want to do the things yourself, or if your main goal is, gee, I want to just get this extra unit ready to rent, or I want to be able to move my mom in, and you want to do it quickly.
Question for you. The DADUs, you guys do most of your work kind of on the south end. Are you going to be, if you're delving into this marketplace, are you going to be looking on the north end at all?
Not north of the city.
Okay.
So mostly south of the city. And mostly that just comes down to traffic.
Right. Traffic's heinous.
I cannot get my guys through the city to get to a client's job site. So we keep it relatively close. I mean, we do, on a referral basis, we do go north of the city for a friend of a friend. We'll do that for sure.
Right, yeah. I was thinking, I have a client who lives in North Seattle, and we have been unfortunately unsuccessfully able to purchase the property next to them. Many years ago, they looked at it, and kind of a crazy real estate agent bought it, and it's a real POS, a house. And he did some weird changes to it, and then he just recently sold it. And we were hoping to help them purchase it because in their property, they don't have a place to put an ADU, but there also were no rules to do a detached ADU. So I'm wondering if with these changes, they may no longer have to look at buying an adjoining property, because we basically looked at properties flanking them and behind them, because what they want to be able to do is build a house where they can have family members live and they can put in the gym that they can't put in their own house because it's too small and it can't be expanded, or it doesn't seem to be easy to expand at this point. And also because they're looking at long-term care.
Sure.
His parents had required long-term care. They lived in South Seattle and had a caregiver living with them, and they were in a kind of a split-level house. And so they're thinking about all the great long-term needs that they'll have. And so this might actually be wonderful news for them. I'll have to
It is definitely great news, and there's been a lot of changes, and there's going to be more changes. And the city of Seattle specifically is working to make DADUs and ADUs more plausible.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, you'll have your pushback from the existing neighborhoods as they're having to accept more density.
Sure.
Yeah. Well, there's already a lack of parking in most of those areas anyway, so it makes it difficult. However, I will say a lot of the younger folks today, This was a conversation I was just having with someone else, is that they don't really want to be trapped by a car. In fact, I have more and more clients nowadays, either in a couple or singles, they don't have a car. And they really want to be closer to a lot of these, you know, bus lines or future rail lines and streetcars and things like that. So, you know, maybe in some of these areas it will be less of an issue because there are a lot of younger folks and people moving here from other areas where they've never driven that may not necessarily push that problem.
And that might work, and probably where we are is that point where the idea of not having cars is coming to fruition, mm-hmm. but we still have a lot of cars.
Yeah,
and
we
so
do.
During that transition period, as people free themselves of cars, we mm-hmm. still have a parking challenge.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
So, excuse me, Brooks.
Ooh, gosh, who's that fellow over there?
Eric gets emotional when
he's all choked up.
Yeah, he's all choked up about
DADUs.
This whole thing.
So, oh my goodness. Give us a vision of what you're working on some projects right now. Give us a vision of what that looks like. Are you talking more about a detached one, like on an alley?
Yeah, I mean, there's the one that we really like is there's a couple different versions of a detached accessory dwelling unit that really is over a garage, over a two-car garage. Mm-hmm. That's probably your most efficient, economical model. Mm-hmm. And then we do have the ones that are smaller that are just a single level, maybe with a loft. Mm-hmm. And those are less efficient from a cost standpoint because you're not getting the double hit from a garage plus,
right.
Got it.
You know,
yep.
plus the living quarters over it. So our vision really would be probably the first one is a two-car garage with, you know, a 400-square-foot, maybe it's a studio apartment mm-hmm. above it. I think that's going to be our, you know, the best seller.
Well, for me, that sounds like such a sweet spot, too, because even just the discussion of the parking issues, there's a lot of housing around here where even some of the garages that might already be standing don't actually fit today's vehicles.
Correct.
They're just junker things that sit there, glorified storage, if even that, because half the time they're falling down or leaking or crummy and, you know, people don't really function with them. So I actually see that as a potentially great benefit and future resale value, benefit for a homeowner if this is something that they consider.
Well, this
because
also
they can get their cars off the road.
Right.
And then if they do have a tenant, then maybe there's availability for them.
Crime goes down, too. Because now mm-hmm. you have people living on an alley
mm-hmm.
and people monitoring that alleyway.
Yeah, well, when I used to live on 74th Street, I had an alleyway garage that my car got broken into. I would have loved to have had more eyes on that area. Yep. So, okay.
All right, when we come back, more with Brooks Powell of Powell Homes talking about ADUs and DADUs, otherwise known as mother-in-law units.
Call us 1-800-712-1300.